This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another great day in Trump land. Whether you're reading Real News, a Drudge Report, Gateway Pundit, Zero Hedge, Breitbart, any of the top conservative websites in America, or my site, RootForAmerica.com, the Real News is on our side. We're winning, folks, winning big. By the way, there is joy in America. Joy in America today, Friday, November 2nd. Alec Baldwin's been arrested for punching someone out in a fight over a parking spot. The liberals have lost their minds. You think they're going to win the election? They're going to win 40 seats in the United States House if Alec Baldwin is so angry he's punching someone in the face over a parking spot? I call BS. Here's my latest commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. It's nationally syndicated all over the United States, my column. So hopefully it's coming to a newspaper near you. Vegas oddsmaker predicts GOP upset. This is my final column before the midterm election. So this former Vegas oddsmaker turned national political commentator and pundit has a few predictions and common sense observations to make. Back in 2016, I predicted a Trump victory when no one else did. When every poll showed Trump would lose by a wide margin, by a landslide in many cases. When Nate Silver of the New York Times predicted Hillary's chances of winning at 92%. These pollsters make their living by polling actual human beings, and I don't. So how did I know when they were all wrong? Well, first of all, size matters. You could see it in the rallies. Trump would attract eight-hour lines and 10,000 or more attendees at wild, intense rallies all over America. And I should know, I was opening speaker for six Trump campaign events here in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Hillary was attracting 100 to 200 attendees at a rally here in Vegas across town. I could fit Hillary's rallies in my living room. Albeit, I have a big living room, but I could fit 100 to 200 people in my living room, and I've done it for political fundraisers. The same story held true all across America. Thousands for Trump rallies, 10,000 and more for Trump rallies, hundreds for Hillary rallies. That was my first reason for realizing Trump was going to pull a huge upset that few saw coming. Heck, few, that no one saw coming but Wayne Root. Part two was simple. There were two reasons. Part two, Trump was the whisper candidate. Everywhere I went, people whispered in my ear, I'm with you. I'm for Trump. They wouldn't tell pollsters. They wouldn't put up yard signs. No bumper stickers on the... No mention of their support of Trump around the office water cooler. Heck, they wouldn't tell their own mother and father. But they whispered to me, I'm with you. I'm for Trump. The pollsters never had a chance. Don't look now, but it's all happening again. Nate Silver says Democrats have an 85% chance of winning the House. 85%! Cook Report says Democrats will win the House by 40 seats. All the experts say it's over. Democrats will win. I'll go out on a limb and disagree again. I see Florida Democrat Governor candidate Andrew Gillum holding a rally with Bernie Sanders, and the entire place is empty. I see Barack Obama holding a rally in a high school gym in Milwaukee, and he couldn't fill the high school gym. I saw Joe Biden and Barack Obama at separate events here in Las Vegas in the last month, both playing to tiny crowds. Meanwhile, I was opening speaker for President Trump's event in Las Vegas last month with 10,000 waiting in line for hours, turned away. Does that sound like the GOP is losing 40 seats? Dream on, delusional Democrats. Then there's the whispers. Nothing has changed. Trump has fulfilled almost all of his campaign promises. He's the only politician in history who did exactly what he promised. And those same voters are whispering to me again that they love Trump now more than ever. And then there's just common sense. The Trump economy's booming. The latest results are out. 250,000 more jobs last month, far above what was expected. The lowest unemployment in half a century. The lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. The lowest black unemployment ever. The number of Americans employed, highest ever. Wages grew by a remarkable 3.1%, the most in a decade. A decade. You know what that means? Trump's been president 2 years. Before that, Obama 8 years. The highest wage growth since before Obama ever existed in the White House. God, that man was a curse. We just skipped over the whole Obama's 8 years. Who in their right mind would vote against those kind of economic boom numbers? That could be why Trump's approval rating among blacks is now 40%. If only white liberals weren't blind, deaf, and really, really dumb. Most importantly, Trump has brilliantly kept the emotional issue of illegal immigration front and center. He wants to block the caravan, build the wall, end birthright citizenship, and make it much harder for illegal aliens to claim asylum. Well, the polls are out. They ask that exact question. How do you feel about the caravan? How do you feel about the border? How do you feel about the wall? How do you feel about Trump and birthright citizenship? And 65% of likely voters as of yesterday in swing districts all across America agree with President Trump and Wayne Root. The middle class will come out in record numbers for Trump. You can bet on it. In the 2014 midterm election in Texas, 1.7 million people voted early. Just kind of noodle on that number for a minute. 1.7 million Texans voted early in 14. That was a landslide year for the GOP. This year, early voting in Texas is over 4 million. 4.3 million. And with a booming economy and an illegal alien invasion in the headlines, you think they're coming out for Democrats? I mean, look, I'm going on a limb. I'll look stupid. 1.7 million voted in Texas early 4 years ago. Now it's 4.3 million? And you think they're coming out because they hate Trump? While the economy's booming and there's jobs all over and wages are going up and blacks are the lowest unemployment ever and Hispanics the lowest unemployment ever and the animals are coming from the border towards the border, military age male to hurt us, to kill us, to rape us, to rob us, to fill this country with drugs, to traffic in children, and one man's there to stop them and it's Trump, and you think they're coming out over twice as heavy as 2014, bigger than 2016 in a presidential year, all because they hate Trump? Really? No way, Jose. I'll go out on a limb again to predict another upset for the GOP on Tuesday. We'll expand our Senate majority by 3 to 6 seats, and it will be very close, but the GOP will hold the House, and America stays bright red. Hashtag Red Storm. There's my commentary coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and then at newspapers all across the United States. All across the United States. And you know what's funny? My columns are now nationally syndicated by Creators Syndicate. And every single time, I never know, the people I'm sending it to might be liberals. I don't know what they are. You know, I don't even know what Creators Syndicate CEO is. I don't know what Creators Syndicate is. I'm sure they represent both liberals and conservatives. But every time I send my column, the gal who gets my column says the same thing. Thank you for your constant enthusiasm, Wayne Root, exclamation point. Anybody could see that's my job in life, is to be Paul Revere, to scream the good news and to keep people excited and to keep people motivated, and it works. I did it in 2016, and I'm doing it again now. Thank you for your constant enthusiasm, Wayne Allen Root. I'm looking at the email right now. It just came in. Just got my column. So here are the articles. Here are the articles, folks. Economy created 250,000 jobs. Economists were expecting 190,000. The unemployment rate holds steady at 3.7%, the lowest level in 49 years. Wage growth, long considered the missing ingredient to the economic expansion, has finally returned. Average hourly earnings climbed by 5 cents an hour for the month, 83 cents year over year. That's a 3.1% gain. The first time wages have grown more than 3% year over year since the Great Recession. Job creation widespread across all sectors of the economy. Manufacturing added 32,000 jobs in the month. Miners added 5,000 jobs. Construction added 30,000 jobs. Transportation, 42,000 jobs. Healthcare, 36,000 jobs. Business and professional services, 35,000 jobs. September's unemployment number revised down from 134,000 to 118,000, but August revised up from 270,000 to 286,000, indicating many of the jobs initially counted in September were actually created earlier. And here's the jobs miracle. Trump creates 434,000 manufacturing jobs since he became president. Those are 434,000 lives that are changed, that are made so much better, that have food on the table, that have money in the bank, that have a car, that have gas in the tank, that can look their kids in the eyes. 434,000 people with high-wage, middle-class jobs that Obama said were never coming back. Can you quote me, right-wing watch? You're all idiots. You're all complete failures. The entire left is losers. And Barack Obama, screw you. Please quote me. I said it. Screw you, Obama. You moron. You communist moron. You ruined the American economy. And as if on cue, I didn't even have this when I wrote the column. Column was due at 12 noon. Trump gets 27,000 people last night in Columbia, Missouri, in cold, drizzly, rainy weather in a cornfield, and Obama can't fill a high school gym at room temperature. Just what I was talking about. Trump held a rally in Columbia, Missouri for Republican Josh Hawley for U.S. Senate against Claire McCaskill, that loser. It was 50 degrees and drizzly in Columbia. The traffic to see Trump backed up for miles. Miles. Spilled over to a highway 3 miles out. Estimates released last night said 27,000 turned out in the cold, wet weather to see Trump. Local St. Louis radio said Trump supporters were walking up to 3 miles to get to the airport hangar. Doors don't open until 3:30. Rally doesn't start till 6:30. The road to the airport backed up at 10 in the morning. Meanwhile, Obama in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin gym. And I'm looking at the picture. It's freaking empty. Tiny gym is empty. God bless Trump. You think we're losing on Tuesday? No way, Jose. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code Root to get your free paddle holster from Rex, shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question. before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
War now!
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, wages rising the highest in a decade. October surprise, USA added more than 1,000 manufacturing jobs a day. Under Trump, that's the best since 1998. Employment, 156,562,000, a record. Employment for the 12th time under Trump is an all-time record. And the daily presidential tracking poll, 51% for Trump. That's, I believe, the highest ever. And you think we're losing on Tuesday? Why would we be losing on Tuesday? Why? 51% approval. I know. The negative is Trump isn't on the ballot. I get it. I wish it was all Trump all the time. I wish it was Ford or 35 Donald Trumps running for Congress however many U.S. Senate races. If there's 30, I wish there were 30 Trumps running. So we had 435 to 30. I wish there were 465 Trumps running. But he's at 51% approval. And by the way, that means 51% approve of him and 47% disapprove. He's up by 4 points, approval versus disapproval. He's way over where Obama was at this time. He must now be in the range of 7 points higher than Obama was at the same time. I mean, all the news is not just good, it's great. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, bums on welfare and food stamps, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you for the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, Nevada, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. That's called heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Both of them gave me my big shot. Fred, first shot in national radio. Ed Stoltz, first shot in radio, period. U.S. Gold Bureau, main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas chose them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And if you ever thought about buying gold or silver, how about buying from U.S. Gold Bureau, because they are the sponsor of Wayne Root's radio show and Wayne Root's TV show. Good people. And you've got Wayne Root on your side. If they ever treat you in a way that you don't approve of, you just send an email to Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you'll have the host of the entire national show on your side fighting for you with U.S. Gold Bureau. They will always take care of my listeners. So give them a call. I asked about the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. They will not be undersold. Any offer you have from any gold dealer in America, go to them, and they will not be undersold. Call U.S. Gold Bureau. They will match it or beat it. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. And thank them for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Or go online, usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. We've got a caller. Let's grab him. Horst in Las Vegas. Horst, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm real good. I'm doing fine. I'm local from Las Vegas. But my favorite looking forward tweet from the president would be, hey, they're coming here to build the wall. Now follow me through this. When they get here, I say we build a buffer zone between Mexico and the U.S. We give them each a shovel, pay a minimum wage, give them like a tent city and green bologna, just like take a tip from Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and after a year, they can take all the money they saved, and if they made it back to their home country, they'd be the first in line to get like a visa or a citizenship application. Now, this could do a couple things. Number one, it could teach them the ethics of good hard work. Number two, it could teach them that maybe USA is better than they thought. Number three, hey,
we're losing you, man. Your cell phone's going in and out. I'm sorry. You're probably on a cell. You're driving. We only heard a little part of it. But, hey, listen, the one thing I will say about Hispanics, okay, they are hardworking people. We don't have to teach them about hard work. Let's put them to work. I'm with you on that. But you don't need to say it'll teach them hard work, because they're the hardest people I've ever seen. They work harder. They break their backs more than anyone I've ever seen. So they are, I will say, a nice thing about it. They're very hardworking people. But you still can't come here with no language skills, no knowledge of America's rules or the Constitution, total poverty, no skills or talents of any kind, and expect us to give you food stamps and 100 different kinds of handout checks, not only the moment you get here, but for the rest of all time. That's the problem I've got with all this unemployment. It's got nothing to do with hard work, and lots of hard workers coming here. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
War now. USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of mailing explosive devices to prominent Democrats, is headed to New York City to face charges. That's what a federal judge decided today. Last week, Sayoc was charged with five federal crimes, including interstate transportation of explosives. Outside the courtroom, Sayoc's attorney, Jamie Benjamin, said the case against his client is flimsy.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
250,000 jobs were added to the economy in the month of October. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The nation's unemployment rate remained at 3.7% last month, to remain at the lowest level since 1969. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job gains occurred in health care, in manufacturing, in construction, and in transportation and warehousing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Every one of you listening to this show knows that I have a rough voice, man, a hoarse voice from the day I was born, you know? But when you do 3 hours a day of radio, it really is risky. And I've never missed 1 minute on the radio, never. And the reason why is the lifesaver for my voice is My Doctor Suggests. What a great colloidal silver cherry lozenger. That's the thing. It's a cherry lozenger. Well, I mean, it comes in lots of flavors, orange and apple and honey and lots of other menthol, lots of other flavors. But I love cherry, and I just literally pop those things under my tongue like 20 times a day and suck on those all throughout the show in every ad break, and it keeps my voice alive. And it also makes sure you don't get a cold. So it's just amazing. My throat is now a workhorse. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. That's why it's colloidal silver. When the silver comes in contact with germs, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Try them today. My Doctor Suggests. Go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Or call. Best way is to just call 866-660-9868. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off. This is the chosen throat lozenger of Wayne Allen Root, and I've done it for almost 3 years now since I've been on the radio. And then, only then, did I call them 3 months ago and say, hey, why don't you sponsor my show because I'm your biggest fan? And sure enough, they said yes, and now they're the sponsor of the show. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozengers. Go to mydoctorsuggest.com. All right, Derek Hunter is our guest. A columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. You say that fast 3 times. Daily Caller podcast. Author of Outrage Incorporated, How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. And he's got a new column at Town Hall, What's the Point of Citizenship Anymore? Hey, Derek Hunter, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us, what is the point of citizenship anymore? What was the point of your column?
I don't know. It's getting to the point of the column is that it's really getting to the point that it's almost more advantageous to be here illegally than to be a U.S. citizen. There's a political party that is pretty much solely dedicated to making sure that you are exempted from various laws, treated differently under other laws, and receive favorable treatment over American citizens. It's shocking what the Democratic Party has become.
Well, I mean, that's their core voter now. That's what happened. I mean, the biggest thing in the world, I thought, was to find out in the last few days. I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my neighbor who lives one block away is Harry Reid. He lives here in retirement. He bought his retirement home a block from me. And so the biggest
thing... Harry Reid, the guy who came to the Senate with modest means and left a multi-millionaire.
Left a multi-millionaire. All his kids are multi-millionaires. The whole thing's a joke. But, I mean, to find out that, you know, it was only a few years ago that he was saying that what kind of a country would ever even consider giving birthright citizenship to anyone, you'd have to be insane. He said that.
Right.
It's a quote. And then today, you know, he's the type of guy that gives everybody citizenship. And it just made me sick to find out what a liar and hypocrite he is just because over time they found out that their best, most loyal voters were illegal aliens. And you know that's what's happening.
What I found funny is after the president tweeted that video out from Harry Reid from 1993, Harry Reid released a statement saying, that's ridiculous. You know what? My wife immediately sat me down. Those are his words. My wife immediately sat me down and set me straight and changed my mind. But then he wrote an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times in 1994 saying pretty much the same thing, supporting a bill that would have that he authored that would have ended birthright citizenship. He didn't actually change his opinion until 1999 when the AFL-CIO told him to. So he's lying about not lying. He's lying about changing his mind. Oh, it's so good. It's Friday. I like to celebrate that Harry Reid isn't in the Senate anymore. That's a nice thought.
You know, I wanted to kind of fill in a little background. When you said he said that his wife told him, oh, you're on the wrong side of the issue, and it made him change his mind. Do you know what the deal was? He's a Mormon, right? And his wife is Jewish.
Yeah.
I happen to be Jewish as well. His wife's Jewish, probably a big liberal Jew, because all my relatives and most of my friends are big liberal Jewish people. And she probably said that to him, and then he quotes her as saying that her mom and dad came here from another country, so they were immigrants.
Right.
How could you? She left out that they were legal immigrants. There's no
right.
Jewish people that come to America as illegals.
But they're not the ones to let facts stand in the way of a good story, Wayne. You know that. So
right, of course.
You leave out the important details like that. Here's a little newsflash. Almost everybody has some immigrant relative in their background. The difference is when they were coming through Ellis Island, they had to prove that they wouldn't be a drag on society. And you know what happened at Ellis Island? And they also that they were not sick and not carrying disease. And if they were found that they could not support themselves here, didn't have a sponsor, somebody willing to take them on and responsibility for them so they wouldn't be a drag on society, or they were sick, they were turned around. They talk about the tens of millions of people who came through Ellis Island. Well, there were hundreds of thousands, if not millions, turned around from Ellis Island and said, you remember that 3-month boat ride you had to get here that you hated? You're about to have it again in reverse. We had standards. We had a front door. People came through it. And not only did we didn't just let everybody in. We said you have to meet certain criteria. And we did. And when they got here, the Italians went to Little Italy. The Chinese went to Chinatown, so on and so forth. They went to these little ethnic enclaves. And they stayed there for as short a period of time as they possibly could. They came here to become American. Now the liberals tell them, no, come here. You don't have to learn the language. You don't have to assimilate in any way, shape, or form. Celebrate multiculturalism. And what you end up with is enclaves around the country where people simply cannot communicate with anybody who doesn't live inside their enclave. I spent my college years living in Dearborn, Michigan, and it was heavily Lebanese. So you'd see the signs in English and in Arabic, but you could always communicate with people. I graduated in 2000. I went back recently, and it's getting more and more difficult to communicate because the left is shoving everybody in their own little Tupperware container, saying, don't assimilate. You're a victim. We'll protect you. Watch out for everybody else. They're out to get you. And we went from being a melting pot to being a series of chafing dishes. And it's sick and it's wrong and it's going to cause problems in the future. We have to focus on the things we have in common, like being American. But my ballot, I voted early on Wednesday. My ballot had the instructions for each little thing, you know, vote for no more than one, in English and in Spanish. Now, to vote, you have to be a citizen. To be a citizen, theoretically, you're supposed to have at least a rudimentary understanding of English.
Right.
And now we're printing ballots in Spanish and in English. Why? Vote for no more than one is not complicated English where you're trying to convey theoretical physics or something. If you can't handle that in just English, how did you ever become a citizen or, you know, and to be able to vote? It's that sort of catering to people that I'm talking about. What's the benefit of being a citizen anymore? Because if you're not a citizen, even if you're here illegally, a political party will cater to you. They will move heaven and earth to cater to you.
And by the way, I missed one part of your conversation. I didn't hear what place you were talking about where it was mostly Lebanese where you grew up. Where was that?
Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, you grew up in Dearborn. Okay.
I grew up in just outside of Detroit in a different city, but when I was in college, I rented an apartment in Dearborn.
Got it. I mean, isn't that a huge majority Muslim city now, the only one in America that's over-the-top majority Muslim? Yes?
Yeah, it's always been that way, or at least been that way in my lifetime. But, yeah, no, you could communicate with people there. Now you feel like you need your passport. It's a weird sensation to go back to Dearborn now.
And I'm just dying. See, I'm not an investigative journalist. I don't have time. Investigative journalists don't make any money, and I make money as a businessman. So I have no time to do this, but I would really like some conservative investigative journalist to take a hidden camera and walk into 20 bakeries inside Dearborn and ask them to bake a cake for gay people. Why has nobody done that? Why has there not been a single test case where you showed the reaction of a Muslim when you told them I want a lesbian cake? You know, when they make such a big deal about Christians won't bake a cake for gays, how about Muslims? How about a Muslim photographer at a gay wedding? Nobody's ever tested that and shown the American people a video of what would happen. At a Christian bakery, Derek, I guarantee you might get a weird look, and they might say, no, I'm not doing that. But that's not racism or prejudice. But when you go to a Muslim bakery and you say, I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I want a cake for my wedding, I'll bet you they pull out a gun, a knife, or a bat and try and chase you out the door and kill you, and then chase you down the block screaming, lesbian, lesbian, kill them! I'd like to see a camera when that happens. You know? I mean, it annoys the hell out of me that no one's ever done that. But someone needs to go undercover and show the reaction of Muslims to normal, everyday things that happen in America that you're mad that a Christian will not be happy about. But no Christian tries to kill you or drop you off a roof or murder you, and I guarantee you it could happen in Dearborn. Matter of fact, I'd like to film it. What are your thoughts on that? Don't you think that would happen? It would happen, of course.
I don't think they'd chase you down the street with a hammer.
I'll bet you they'd chase you out of their store.
It would just be like, you know, I'm not. It may well have happened where people have gone undercover. But where would you hear about it? The media isn't going to cover it. This thought has occurred to a lot of people, so I assume somebody has done it. But no.
You said
when I lived in Dearborn, it was perfectly fine.
Derek, you said they wouldn't chase you down the street. How about if I walked in and said I'm gay and Jewish and I want a cake? They might chase me down the street, I'm telling you. It's possible.
Well, that could happen in New York if you've seen the number of hate crimes out there.
I'm telling you.
50% of the hate crimes.
I'm telling you. Hey, hang on the line. Can you hang on until we come back on the other side, Derek?
Sure.
Okay, good. We want to talk about your thoughts on birthright citizenship and the migrant caravan and the midterms and all the above. And by the way, noodle on this one, I'm predicting a huge Republican victory on Tuesday. At the same time, Nate Silver saying 85% chance we lose the House. And Cook Report says we're going to lose 40 seats. And I'm telling you, I call the bluff. They're lying. Lying, lying, lying. Everybody in the world is coming out for Donald Trump and the GOP, and I've seen all the proof of it. And so let's get your thoughts when we get back. Derek Stevens, it should be Derek Hunter of townhall.com. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Every
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now, the sponsor of the segment of the show, Rex Pistol. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm also the man who loves Christmas. Christmas coming up fast. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation. And Rex was remarkable in the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local arms dealer or through many online retailers, including, here's the special one, get your pen out, kvar.com. That's the letter K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR.com, k-var.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun. That's k-var, VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store. As a matter of fact, I got my beautiful pistol courtesy of Fine, the company that distributes Rex pistols all over the United States, and then they had to send it through a arms dealer. That's the way you got to do it, a firearms store, a firearms dealer, and they sent it through Ventura Munitions in Las Vegas, where I picked up my gun. Really nice people at Ventura Munitions. So if you're in Vegas, great place to pick up a Rex is at Ventura Munitions. Rex Pistol, thank you for sponsoring the show. Kvar.com, thank you for sponsoring the show. And Fine, thank you for sponsoring the show. The distributor of Rex Pistols and the owner of that website, k-var.com. All right, great Christmas gift. I'm telling you, get a gun for the person you love. Your dad, your brother, your son, your uncle, favorite uncle, get a gun. Jerry Kuncher, our guest, is here, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast, author of Outrage Incorporated, How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism in Hollywood. Derek, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for keeping me.
Your thoughts on the midterms. You heard what I had to say. I just don't believe we're losing. I know we're not losing by 40 seats. But if we do lose, it might be by one seat. But I think we're going to squeak it out and win by one seat or two seats. Your thoughts, or if you have any insights I don't know about.
I'm a natural pessimist, but history shows us that with rare exception, and the exception being 2002 after September 11th attack, the party in power, the party president, especially in the first midterm of that president, loses on average between 20 and 30 seats. So it wouldn't surprise me if we lost the House, but boy, howdy, would I love to see it go the other way. And just for the show, just for the scanners bit that will happen on MSNBC and CNN, the heads imploding. They don't explode. They implode because vacuums collapse on themselves. And let's watch Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow try and, who will they blame this time? Canadians meddling? Who would it be? Would it be racism that did this? I want them to lose for that sake alone. But it's not looking good. Democrats have raised a ton of money.
Spent
more than $1 billion. It's kind of funny. You never knew it would take so much money to get money out of politics. But it's just like you never thought you could get rich helping the poor. But Democrats have managed to do that as well.
But I do, listen, Mr. Pessimist, I do want to point out to pessimist Derek Hunter, who's a huge, wonderful conservative Republican, but a little more pessimistic than Wayne Root, is an upbeat guy. And I got to point out to you that the glass is half full. Yes, Democrats have spent incredible sums of money. They spent, what is it, like $75 million in Texas for Beto O'Rourke. He's still down at some polls by 9 or 10 points. And so I've seen the early voting, and the early voting is fantastic in every battleground state, with the exception of my state, Nevada, where we're losing to Democrats. In every other battleground state, we're winning by double digits, sometimes 20 points. And we usually lose early voting. And even in my state, Nevada, where we're losing, we're still a head of the vote count in 2016 for early voting. So that's a presidential year, and more Republicans are turning out than in a presidential year, which bodes very well if our usual group turns out on Election Day. So I think we're still going to be okay. I know this is going to win
big in the Senate. I hope you're right, but there are plenty of teams who won the Super Bowl at halftime who just didn't win it at the end. So, and I always, you know, look, if most of the time when I want something to happen, especially when I say something will happen, the opposite happens. So my pessimism is rooted in reality of the jinx of my situation.
Good. I like it. Tell us we've lost, Derek. Say it loud. Say it strongly. We've lost. It's over. Say it.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi. There you go.
There we go. So let's hope the opposite holds true. You know what's funny, Derek? Long before I got into politics, I was the number one Vegas odds maker in the world. That's what I did. I predicted the winners of football games against the point spread. And all I've ever done to win my whole life, I've been a winner my entire life. It's very hard to do. All I do is I conduct polls of what the average person is thinking, and whatever they're thinking, I go the opposite way. Because people are usually wrong. Most people's gun instincts are never right, just like you said, just like Seinfeld. What was that character's name with the bald head and the glasses?
George Costanza.
Right. He was always wrong. When he started winning, people said, why are you suddenly winning? He said, whatever I think, I do the opposite now. And that's what I've done. That's my secret to winning in sports. I bribe bookies and sportsbook directors to tell me where the money's going. And if it's like $1 million on one side and $1 on the other, I go with the $1 and I win 60% of the time. People lose, man. They're not right in their predictions. I'm pretty good. And I'm telling you, all these guys say we're going to lose are wrong. Wrong. We'll find out. Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall. Go check him out at Town Hall and check out his Daily Caller podcast as well. Contributor for the Daily Caller and Town Hall. Check him out. Derek Hunter. Thanks, buddy. Be good.
Thanks, Mike.
More now. Coming up next, Newsmax right now. 2 hours of Newsmax TV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.